that's another thing too. Internships are very much available for students from different backgrounds. So it's a question of going out there and kind of like looking and networking and researching. And it's definitely like rewarding at the end.
Definitely. And Amen, on top of all of the work that you do, you also manage local students who wish to go on a professional marketing and or business administration internship abroad through the work that you're actively engaged in. And that's something that involves an outgoing exchange marketing and business administration program. Tell us more about the work that you do. In addition, please tell our listeners more about where they can obtain additional information about the internships that you offer.
For sure. So ISEC Ottawa is the largest student-run association organization in the world, and it is a nonprofit, and it is recognized by the United Nations. So that's a very big step for ISECers. Basically, ISEC offers both social and professional internships, the professional being paid. And that's what I'm in, so marketing and business administration. Yeah, so basically what I do is I offer people the chance who are in their third or fourth year or even master's and beyond to go on professional internships in order to gain that international and global professional experience that is becoming more and more valuable in today's jobs. In order to get more information about ISEC, you can always visit isec.org. Which provides all the information for internships, the places that we do offer the internships. We are in 128 countries. That's where we do our partnerships. And yeah.
For those who are perhaps interested in pursuing a similar path, tell us more about the significance and the impact of understanding different languages. Obviously, you're bilingual. Tell our viewers more about how that's beneficial to advancing one's career.
I'd say that knowing different languages is probably one of the most important skills to have, and it's also a very fun skill. So as a teacher's assistant for the International Languages Saturday School, I got to teach kids ranging from 5 to 11 years old who are trying to learn Arabic as their second or even third language. So that was very rewarding. I got to experience how rewarding it is to be able to shape the generations of tomorrow. Currently, I know 4 languages. So I know English, French, Arabic, and I'm learning German, which is a bit challenging at the moment. But yeah, so we live in a culture, in Canadian culture, where it is very, very diverse. So having the privilege of knowing different languages is super important, especially for people trying to pursue a career in like international relations, political science, public administration, etc., because they are increasingly global fields. And so knowing different languages and knowing different cultures is very beneficial.
Yeah, I think that, you know, knowing more than one language can only help you. In terms of my background, both of my parents came to Canada from Poland, and I learned how to read, write, and speak Polish before English. And that's something that I'm very thankful for, because understanding a second language is fundamental. And oftentimes those who are interested in pursuing a career in the public service, understanding French is crucial.
For sure.
So knowing one other language is good, but then knowing, you know, 3-4 languages, that's not easy. So that's an achievement on its own. For those who are interested in perhaps pursuing the field of diplomacy, global affairs, and international relations, what would you say is the best advice that you can provide to the students out there who, you know, are currently considering that option?
For sure. So I would say that international affairs, global affairs, and diplomacy is probably one of the most exciting fields out there, which is a bit biased, but it's true. So I would say stay flexible. It's one thing. Being in high school does not really give you a good idea as to what these disciplines have to offer. And so being flexible and trying to figure out what you like is very, very important. One of the ways I try to go about that is like attend conferences, like the defense conference that happened last week. And it's very helpful to kind of listen to what people have to say and kind of position yourself in what your beliefs are. And I'd also say be a critical thinker. So once you're in university, you get a lot of information thrown at you from different professors, from different public speakers, etc. So being able to have that skill to absorb the information, process it, and also figure out where you stand with it. It's very important because you get to know who you are, but you get to also know what kind of person you'd like to be and what kind of career you'd like to pursue.
With your background, what is the best advice that you can provide to those who are perhaps considering applying to the University of Ottawa to be considered for a similar degree?
I think the combination of public administration and political science at the University of Ottawa is really good. There are also other similar programs that are as interesting. So an advice I would give people in that are planning on pursuing public administration, political science at the University of Ottawa is to really practice their French. Ottawa U is one of the most bilingual universities in Canada in the world. So being able to have that bilingual skill is very important because it opens up a lot of different career paths that would not be possible if you did not master both languages. I would also say be very flexible with the courses that you choose. So they do offer, obviously, compulsory courses, but there's also electives. Public administration and political science are both very open fields. And so trying to experience with what you like and what you don't like, especially in first year, is very important for the future course selections that you do, because it gives you an idea about if you like sociology or if you prefer international relations, etc.
Definitely. I want to thank you sincerely for this interview. It was an honor to meet you at the conference. I look forward to hearing more from you. And on top of that, if you're ever in Toronto, you're always more than welcome to come visit us here at the NATO Association of Canada. In addition, would you like to share any final words with our listeners today?
So just kind of to sum up the main points that I think are worth following. So I would say stay flexible with what you like. University is in itself a great, great experience. And so being able to combine extracurricular activities and academic obligations is super fun and super important. I'd also say learn as many languages as you can. If you learn one language throughout your university career, then you should consider it an accomplishment. And yeah, experience with different things and make the best out of university.
Amen. Thanks again.
Thank you.